Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am pumped to be with you for another episode of Fellowship Talks today. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for listening. I'm here, as always, with my co-host and leader of women's ministry at Fellowship, Amy Scrivanos.
Hey, everyone.
Amy, you doing good today?
I'm doing great.
We're trying to get you off saying, yeah, I'm doing great.
I know.
You don't even know what to say now. You've said it so many times.
I'm terrible. I'm exhausted. I'm tired.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy to have you here too.
I love being here. I love being a part of the podcast. And, you know, it's just always fun to get to do these episodes.
Yeah. Amy, you recently changed roles here at Fellowship. And I'm not sure if everyone around our campuses are aware of that. What was that change?
Yeah. So for the last about 4 years, I've served in our young adult ministry with the women there. Mm-hmm. And I have really loved that role. It's been so fun. And, then this last spring, had the opportunity to move into our women's ministry role. And, you know, it's been really interesting. I'm just kind of getting into it. But I'm really excited for what's ahead. I'm excited for the opportunity to invest in women throughout our church. We have so many amazing women and so many stories of ways that God is moving in the lives of women here. And so for me, it's a great opportunity to get to be alongside those women, hear what God's doing, learn from them, mm-hmm. encourage them as they're ministering to other women. So I'm really excited for what's ahead.
Yeah, and you've brought on another staff member, too, to help you in this journey.
That's right. Yeah, so Carrie Carter has joined the team, along with Christy Greason, who was already mm-hmm. Our assistant in women's ministry. Christy knows all things women's ministry. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Carrie recently joined the team. She's been teaching in Bloom, our ministry to moms, for the last
building
several
legacy
years.
Out of motherhood.
That's right. That's yes. Bloom. So she's been one of our teachers in there, has invested a lot in that ministry. And so we really brought her on to continue to grow that, but also to just widen our reach with women.
That's good. Have I ever told you that I've been contemplating starting a ministry for men that models the Bloom for women?
No. What
yeah,
would you call it?
We're going to call it either, I keep pitching it. You know, we talked to Jay last week. I'm pitching these ideas out there. So far, he hasn't gone for anything, but either Blood, Building a Legacy Out of Dads.
Okay.
Or Bloof.
That's very manly.
Yeah.
Or what?
Bloof.
Bloof.
Building a Legacy Out of Fatherhood. I think both of those names have a lot of traction.
If I could give my input.
Yes.
Bloof kind of sounds like doof or goof. And we really want to hold fathers and men
that's
in more
right.
regard than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That kind of goes along with like the 80s and 90s sitcoms, right?
Yes.
Putting dads in a bad light.
And yeah, we don't want to do that.
That's right. Okay. Well, we'll keep working on that. Amy, our episode today is another top five episode. I love doing these top five episodes. They're super practical. They answer some really specific questions. And today is the top five podcasts from Dan and Amy. This isn't the top five podcasts from Fellowship Talks, but this is our recommendations of the top five podcasts out there for you guys to listen to.
Yeah, ones that we listen to and really enjoy.
Podcasts that we listen to and enjoy. From time to time, people ask us about, hey, you guys do a podcast. We listen to you guys regularly. Who are you guys listening to? What are some of the influences in your life? So we thought it'd be a lot of fun to give you guys at Fellowship our top five podcasts. And there's a ton of them. A little secret, Fellowship, I kind of nerd out on podcasts myself.
Okay, so let's talk about this. How many podcasts do you listen to?
How many podcasts do I listen to?
Yeah.
Because that number fluctuates a little bit, Amy, because how many I listen to is different from how many I subscribe to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was counting this morning. I subscribe to about 30 different podcasts. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. And
so that means that every time they're like putting a new episode out there, it's popping up on your phone. New episode from this, new episode from that.
That you have is true. That is true. They all pop up. But here's what I love about podcasts and what people can listen to with Fellowship Talks too, is that when you listen to podcasts, you can pick and choose.
Yes.
So episodes populate in your podcast app, but you pick and choose which episode you want to listen to. I can say, oh, that title, I think I'm going to really
I'm
like
interested
that episode.
In that. That's
I'm interested
what I do.
In that.
That's the type of listener I am. Yeah. I look for the title and I say, ooh, I would love to hear what they have to say about that. Or, oh, I like who their guest is today. I want to hear from them.
Now, there's some that I listen to every time they come out. Like, I don't watch a lot of sports anymore, a lot of sports TV anymore. But the Pardon the Interruption TV show, they have a podcast form of that. I listen to that almost every
day. So is this one of our top five?
No, that's not one of our top five. That's a good question. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts, Amy?
I listen to a few. I would say that I probably have like 10 that I subscribe to. And I probably do listen to like maybe one a day, but I kind of just pick and choose and we'll pull one up and listen to it while I'm, you know, curling my hair in the morning or while I'm in the car driving around, whatever. Those are kind of my two times that I really like to turn on a podcast and listen to something.
Yeah, so. That's a great thing about podcasts. You can listen to them anywhere while you're driving, when you're running or working out, while you're getting ready in the morning, when you're cooking, whatever it is. You can just pop in the earbuds, the AirPods, whatever they're called now, and listen.
Yeah.
So let's get into our top five. Now, to be clear, these are our top five randomly.
Yes.
The ones that we're listening to currently, because they fluctuate or they change a lot, right? And so we may be listening to all kinds of different podcasts at different times. But these are top five that come to our minds right now that we'd recommend to people around Fellowship to grow in your personal walk with God. Do you want to start with the first one?
Sure.
Number five, what would you say?
I am really loving right now the Journey Women podcast. So this is really for women.
Okay, the Journey Women podcast.
Journey Women podcast. It's hosted by Hunter Bielus. And what Hunter does is she has women on there for the purpose of mentoring other women in the challenges that we're facing in life and looking at these challenges through a biblical perspective. And she just has really great guests on there and just a lot of wisdom, a lot of truth. You know, one of my favorites I recently listened to was Nancy DeMoss Wolgamuth. I think a lot of us knew her, Nancy Lee DeMoss. So she, in her episode, they talked about how all the little pieces of our story fit in the context of the greater story of redemption. And so, you know, we live in a time where the culture is saying, you know, life is about our happiness. And Nancy just goes right at that and says, no, it's not. It's about God's glory. It's about the story that he is working out through history and that we are a part of that. And I think it's just so good to be hearing from these women that have been in ministry for years as they share truth that they have learned. And so Hunter and her guests just they talk and they wrestle through these ideas in just a biblical way. And it's really been such an encouragement to me.
So same host every time.
Yes.
And she just has different guests on. And leave it to the women's pastor at Fellowship to recommend as her first podcast, a podcast for women. Now, can men listen to it too?
Absolutely.
Would it be helpful? How would it be helpful?
I think it could totally be helpful. I mean, it's God's truth. It is helpful for all of us. And, you know, I think that yes, you are getting more of a feminine perspective in it, but, you know, it might even help guys understand how women are processing some of the truths that they're learning and how they're looking at life. And, you know, they're really talking about things that are common to all of us, suffering and different challenges and how we trust God in the hard times.
Yeah.
And so I think it's been really, really good.
Awesome. And the name of that again is
Journey Women Podcast.
Journey Women Podcast. Awesome. Yes. All right. Number four, I guess it's my turn.
All right.
All right. So I've been listening to a podcast recently called Married with Benefits.
Okay.
Married with Benefits. And it comes from the Family Life Podcast Network. Family Life has a few different podcasts that they put out now. A lot of our listeners will know that Family Life is centralized here in Little Rock. And it's a family and marriage ministry. But they have this podcast named Married with Benefits. One of the staff members there named Brian Goins hosts it. And they have 10 episodes in their first season. 10 episodes. And he partners with author and speaker Shanti Feldhahn. And a lot of people will know Shanti from her books that she wrote, For Women Only or For Men Only. Those were really helpful. They came out probably 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit longer than that, actually, now I'm thinking about it. But Brian partners with her and here, and they tackle some topics in marriage that are very specific and very practical. Let me just read you a few of the titles on those episodes. Can me or my spouse have friends of the opposite sex? Just a real practical conversation that around that. Why does he care more about work than me and the kids? Just real practical. Why does my husband insist on carrying all the groceries in one trip? What if we butt heads over parenting? How can a good man be tempted by porn? Mm-hmm. They tackle some really good topics. And in that first season, they're really talking to women about how their men operate and how their men think. And I think what they've portrayed in this first season is that the second season, they kind of want to reverse roles and they'll talk to men about how their women are thinking.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really great. And it kind of comes back to what we were saying earlier. As you're reading that list, I feel like I could look at that. And if there are ones that I know apply to where we are right mm-hmm. now in our marriage, that might be one I go and listen to and learn from.
Yeah. That was a podcast when I was listening to it where I'd listen to some episodes and next time I'd see my wife, I'm like, you got to listen to this episode. You mm-hmm. got to hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That's great.
Yeah. Married with benefits.
Married with benefits. All right.
Amy, number three.
Number three is a new podcast that I am just loving. It is called Made for This, and it's by Jenny Allen. So Jenny, as many of you know,
shout out to Jenny.
Woohoo! Jenny grew up here at Fellowship. Her family is still here, and Jenny has a great ministry in Dallas called If Gathering. But she has just started a podcast called Made for This, and I love what she is doing with this podcast where she is really, again, I'm sorry, she's speaking to women. This is kind of my thing. This is listening to different women's podcasts, but she's just done some, she's about 12 episodes in, so it really mm-hmm. has just started. But talking about how we relate to one another, how we can live out how God has called us to live in relationship with one another. And, you know, some of my favorite episodes, she did one early on called When Making Friends is Difficult. Hmm. And she had her daughter, who is a junior in high school, Kate, on there talking about navigating making friends. And just that's a real struggle, especially for high school girls, knowing how to choose good friends, knowing how to be a good friend. But that goes on into adulthood for women and for men, just how do we build healthy relationships? So some of the others, you know, are how to have life-giving conversations. So mm-hmm. how do we encourage and strengthen one another through our conversations? Another episode is Cheering is Greater Than Competing, mm-hmm. and just talking about how we can cheer one another on instead of being competitive with one another. And, you know, I think Jenny does this so well personally in her life, but what I love in this podcast is it really is just her sharing who she is and what God is doing in her life and sharing those thoughts and kind of wrestling through those issues with different people. And she has different hosts on there as well, or different guests on there as well.
That's really good, Amy. And she is someone that people from Fellowship know and love. And she has a lot of really good connections around the country, too. And she can bring in some really good interviews.
That's right. And a little plug for October 17th, she will be here for the Freedom Tour here at Fellowship, she and Christy Knuckles. So we're looking forward to hearing Jenny speak, hearing Christy lead us in worship for the women.
And obviously, our women can find more information on the website and register for that, too, right?
That's right.
Can men come to that?
No, sadly.
Just a women's
just
only event.
Just the women.
For women
that's
only.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
All right.
All right.
That's named Made for This.
That's right.
It reminded me of a song that I like right now called Made for This. I wonder if she uses that in her podcast. Carlton is a new singer. You'll hear him on Air One and things like that, but he has a song named Made for This. Pretty good stuff.
Cool.
All right. Number two, and it's my choice this time, right?
All right.
All right. So I'm kind of divided. There's a lot of good ones out there, but I think for number two, I'm going to go with the Bible Project.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible Project got started making videos for YouTube to help people understand the Bible better, to know more the story of the Bible. Two guys out of Portland, Tim Mackey and John Collins, do this podcast. They've been doing it for about 4 years, since 2015, And I have to admit, sometimes what they get into is real deep, real heavy theology stuff. They're thinking through some really heavy things. Sometimes it's above my head. Sometimes I have a really hard time with it. But there's some episodes that they have, some series that they have in there that are just outstanding. They do a great job of talking through the Bible, relating things in the Bible to the greater story of the Bible, really helping people practically understand what the Bible's talking about. A couple series that I've listened to that I really recommend is one is just called How to Read the Bible. Mm-hmm. Just real practical. Another one that's really difficult, I think, for a lot of Christians, especially in our culture today, would be Understanding the Law. They go back into the Old Testament law. They dive into that, and they talk about why the law was written, why God gave us the law, and just kind of work all around that. Is it practical today? Do we need to follow that law today? Mm-hmm. How do we trip ourselves up over that law? Just some really good things.
That's awesome. Now, are these the guys that in their videos, they draw the different
That's
things?
Right. Yeah, you're thinking of the right people.
That is one of the coolest things. Like, I would encourage people to go look up these videos from mm-hmm. the Bible Project. If you're a visual person, like mm-hmm. for me, when they drew out kind of what the overlay of Matthew is, mm-hmm. and I could see it visually, it just helps me remember, like, oh, this is where that story goes.
That's right. That's right. They do a really good job. I actually recommend people watch those YouTube videos before they read a book of the Bible. Mm-hmm. It helps give you a good overview of that book of the Bible, how it fits into the other 65 books that are joining it in
yes.
the Bible,
yeah.
and before you dive in and start reading. It gives you really good context.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
These guys take it deeper in this podcast. Really good, practical, diving into some deep theology there.
Love that.
So that leads us to number one. And number one, we have to say Fellowship Talks, right?
Absolutely.
The number one podcast you should be listening to is Fellowship Talks.
That's right. Yes, we love it.
Actually, Amy, it's your turn. What is the true number one? Where are you going with this?
Well, this one is newer to me. It's something that that I just am really excited about. And I've heard such good things from other women, but it is not just women. This time I'm going men and women.
Okay.
This one's called Bible Recap. And what I love about Bible Recap is it goes along with a daily reading plan of reading through your Bible. But what they do is you have a certain amount that you're supposed to read. So say, you know, you're reading Jeremiah 1 through 3, and it'll say that. That's today's reading. Read Jeremiah 1 through 3. Then there will be like a 6 or 7 minute recap of what you just read. And it's the host of this is Tara Lee Cobble. It's an organization called D Group, which is interesting language since that's what we call our small groups
that's
here
right.
is D Group.
Yep.
But with this, what they do is they go through and she just gives a quick recap of what you just read and then hits kind of a main point that stood out to her in that reading. What I think has been really helpful is that as we try to read through the whole of Scripture, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I'm reading, I get totally lost and I'm like, I'm just trying to get through my reading and mm-hmm. I don't even know what I just read mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. where I get lost because it's a culture that I'm not as familiar with and I don't really even know what they're talking about when they say something. And so she's really good at like pulling out those things that are obviously something we wouldn't understand and mm-hmm. saying, look, he says this, what he's talking about here is this, and just recapping it in a way that I can walk away and go, wow, okay, I get what I just read, and it just helps keep me going in my daily reading.
That's
and
right.
So I think it's a really great podcast.
That's awesome, and I like how it's interactive, too. They encourage you to read the Scripture along with what it's talking about for that day.
That's right. Yep.
That's good. Well, Fellowship, these are our top five, Dan and Amy, the Journey Women
yes.
podcast, Married with Benefits, Made for This, The Bible Project, and Bible Recap. And if you ask us tomorrow, our top five would probably be different because we'd be listening to something else. This list was actually really hard for us to put together today because there's so many others that we want to add in there.
That's right. There's so many great ones out there. And I always love, you know, when people tell me about a new one to listen to. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to make sure that this list was practical for you. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a little bit more discipleship or Bible learning in your life, a podcast is a great way to do it. These five are really good. We'll throw some more in the show notes too, other recommendations that we have for podcasts that you could listen to. If you nerd out like I do and you listen to podcasts at super fast speed so you can listen to more, that might be a benefit for you. But we also want to know, what are some of your favorite podcasts out there? What are beneficial to you in your spiritual growth?
That's right. We would love to hear that.
So share those with us. We'd love to hear your feedback on that. As always, you can email us at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com. Share those with us. We'd love to do it. When this goes up on Facebook, as you're listening, if you're listening on Facebook, post those in the comments. What are some of your top podcasts that you love to listen to? Because it'd be beneficial for all of us to see what our church listens to and what we get encouraged by.
That's right.
So, Amy, this was our top five, the top five podcasts that Dan and Amy recommend. Until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.